Welcome, lucky listeners. Grab yourselves a hot cup of... Tuck yourself down deep into the covers and make sure the lights are on. It's time for Read Me a Nightmare.
Welcome to episode 24 of Read Me a Nightmare. I'm Angelique Fons, and this episode is a tease and a promise. Our voice actress, Kristy Stewart, is introducing you to Honor, a young woman in a solarpunk future where she pays a dark price for the seemingly utopian society. Honor first came to life in A Time to Forget, a multi-character short published in the magazine Pulp Modern Technoir. I'm hoping to expand on her world in a serial-type story, and she will get into all sorts of trouble. Our next episode will feature A Time to Forget as it went to print originally, along with an interview with the Pulp Modern creator, Alex Isaac. He's been pushing the boundaries of pulp fiction for many years, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Now let's turn off the lights, close our eyes, and meet our dark heroine, Honor.
It's jaw-dropping how quickly your life can change. One minute, you're in your first year of med school. Next minute, your parents die in a freak accident, and you're riding your Magna bike down Main Street to the Core Employment Center. I'm trying to see the road through my tears and make sure the CCTV cameras don't see how upset I am. Extreme public emotion is a no-no. Rolling the dice here. But I really want to become a doctor. And you need money to go to school. Made it. Let's just park my bike. God, this building is intimidating. All solar panels and 50 stories high. My neck hurts looking up at it. It's a risk coming here. I know that. But my parents left me zero money. So I either move into the poor zone, or I put my fate in the hands of the Core computer. If you apply for a job here, you have to take what you're given. Guaranteed living wage, though. That's the deal. How horrible could it be? I'm young, bright, single. The bank of computers is just ahead here. I'll sign in. And I'm so nervous. I feel like I'm gonna puke. The result envelope is getting damp in my sweaty hand. I'm opening it. You've gotta be kidding me. I can't do that. Jesus. I might take a jail term over this. Holy shit. Just when I thought the day couldn't get worse. Pleasure provider? Is that a euphemism for prostitute? I didn't even know there was such a job. There's gotta be a way out of this. I'm not leaving this building until someone talks to me. What does that sign say? Job assignments are final. There will be no reviews or reassignments. Those who provoke dissent or protest will be arrested, as per bylaw 2119. Screw that. No one is screwing me. I'm not leaving here until someone fixes this. You know who's good at making waves? My Uncle Frank. But do you think the asshole will even return my calls? He's the CFO of the Core, the mega corporation that only runs everything.
If you want to learn more about Kristy Stewart, check out the show notes at readmeanightmare.buzzsprout.com. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more Adventures of Honor. If you want to keep in the loop, sign up for my newsletter at www.fons.ca. Sleep with your lights on until the next episode of Read Me a Nightmare. Our next episode will feature A Time to Forget as it went to print, along with an interview with Pulp Modern creator Alex Cizak. He has been publishing the boundaries of pulp fiction for many years, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Our next episode will feature A Time to Forget as it went to print, along with an interview with Pulp Modern creator Alex Cizak. He's been publishing... Our next episode will feature... Oh.